in a sleepy suburb somewhere in America.
Hi, Annie! How's Rick these days?
A disease is spreading.
Not so good, Kate. He's been confined to a chair for months now.
That has no cure.
Does he have the same thing my Johnny has?
Yes. World of Warcraft.
Get ready for an all-new steamy season.
I'm tired of making love to you in that chair!
Me too. It's really hard to see the screen.
Where passions will be flamed.
Hello, I am Ricardo, your sexy Spanish gardener.
Come right in, honey. Some gophers left my grass filled with holes.
Oh dear, I shall have to feed them for you. Where is your husband?
Don't worry. He's locked away in his room upstairs playing World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft? I play that. What level is he? Can I join his guild?
No!
Toys will be used.
This package just arrived for you, Rick.
BRB, guys. Sweet! It's my catheter! Get in there! Almost! Okay, guys, let's do this.
Leroy Jenkins!
Bonds will be broken.
You're leaving me? For an elf?
But honey, we just don't connect anymore.
Oh, and I had a raid tonight.
And secrets revealed.
I bought something for you, Rick.
Oh no, not more lingerie.
Better.
The Burning Crusade? OMG! 1337!
Let's play together.
Desperate World of Warcraft Housewives.
Wow, Rick. You were amazing.
You know it, baby.
You can beat my molten core anytime.
Because it's funny until it happens to you.
Hi, and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast. I'm your co-host, Jason Jones, and I'm not sure where Ben is.
I'm here. I made it. Not at all late.
Is this thing on? Oh, God.
I almost started without you. What's going on?
I'm fine, whatever. Don't worry about it.
Have you been drinking water again?
No!
You're water intoxicated!
I can quit anytime!
Go sober up so we can do this podcast.
I don't have a problem, the world does!
Go!
Fine. God.
Alright, well, while Ben goes off to the Betty Ford Clinic, I'll get you up to speed on what our topics are going to be this time. We're going to talk about video game movies, basically which ones we think are the worst, which might even be somewhat watchable, and then which ones they shouldn't even bother making, and why the studios are wise to shelve Halo, and what games they should make into movies, if that's even possible that there are any. And the second topic will be listener mailbag. You asked questions, we're going to answer them. And lastly, we've got independent filmmaking tips and horror stories, since a lot of you expressed interest in the independent filmmaking subject in your questions, so... let me see if Ben's around here.
Oh, man.
Have you sobered up yet?
I feel so much better.
Did you see Lindsay Lohan while you were at the clinic?
No, Lindsay Lohan wasn't in there, but I'm never going to drink water again.
Well, I'm glad to see you survived.
Yeah, you're right. Well, did you take care of things in my absence?
Yes, I believe so.
Oh, good.
People
All right.
should be relatively up to speed.
Good. Do we have any news items? Any new news?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, yeah, this part.
Is there any new news?
Yeah,
not much really happened in the last couple of weeks, it doesn't seem like, so...
Yes, the world, you know...
Not that we care about, anyway.
The world's just been waiting with bated breath for our next podcast. That's pretty much it. Okay, well, want to get started then with our topics that you explained to the audience?
All right.
So, apparently topic... Well, unless you had anything else you wanted to talk about.
No, I really can't think of anything.
Okay. Yeah, the video game movies. We've actually seen a lot of video game movies. And it's not because we like video... Oh, how do I put this?
It's not because we really want to see them because we think they're going to be good.
Right. Rather,
because they're shitty.
Yes, we have this thing called Shitty Movie Night, which we do every couple of weeks or at least once a month, where we rent usually about two movies that we heard are shitty, and then we watch them for fun. And sometimes they are good and fun. Like Snakes on a Plane was a really great shitty movie.
Yeah, it was actually a lot of fun.
Some, like Son of the Mask, make you want to kill yourself. But overall, it's pretty cool.
And Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's freaking terrible.
Didn't we talk about that last time where it came up?
Yeah, I think it came up somehow.
So anyway, so just by default, we've seen a lot of video game movies. Yeah, just some I've written down here were Doom, Alone in the Dark, House of the Dead, Wing Commander. That's
God, I forgot we watched
that. Yeah, with Saffron Burroughs and Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh God, that's right.
And Blood Rain. Oh, and if anyone's wondering, the actor you're most likely to see in a shitty movie, Ben Kingsley.
Yes, he's pretty much sold out.
He's been in like what, at least. He was in The Sound of Thunder that we watched.
He was in Thunderbirds.
Blood Rain.
All horrible movies. Just horrible. Blood Rain's actually one of those that's kind of entertainingly bad, actually. I remember that one was one of the...
Well, House of the Dead was pretty entertaining as well.
Yeah, it was. I thought Blood Rain was more fun, but... Yeah. Not a good movie by any stretch of the imagination. Well, then there's the Tomb Raider movies could be thrown in here, too, because those are not very good.
Yeah.
We didn't watch them for shitty movie night, but they're not very good.
Well, I remember, I don't know who it was, if someone told me, like, well, Tomb Raider 2 is better than the original. And I was thinking,
well...
That doesn't
take much.
Right, but 2 times 0 is still 0.
Yes.
You know, it's the same people that say, oh yeah, Underworld Evolution is much better. It's like, again, who cares? But, yeah... Oh, gosh. I mean, we've seen quite a few over the years. What do you think Hollywood's take on it is? I mean, they just don't care, or what?
Well, it's like, I mean, so far, like, nobody that I would really call a reputable filmmaker has made one of these things.
What about Jan de Bont?
Is he really reputable? I guess he made Twister.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean,
he's the closest thing, probably, to...
Yeah, there you go.
But, I mean, you know, like Steven Spielberg or, you know, whoever.
Obviously, Steven Spielberg to direct Sonic the Hedgehog movie, film at 11.
I mean, you know, nobody that's like a named director has made one of these. And so I think the studios just kind of think, you know, well, we'll throw some hack director at it.
Shampoo commercial director?
Yeah, we'll give them $30 million or something, and they'll go shit something out. And then all these geeky kids are going to run out and see it, because obviously they like playing Doom, so they're going to run out and, you know, which is, you know, Doom's how old of a frickin' game. But yeah. I guess they made Doom 3 a few years ago, but so all these people are just automatically going to rush out and, you know, drop their $8.50 and watch this thing. And
well, that's what Hollywood thinks.
Just kind of shows how out of touch Hollywood is, I think, again.
Well, here, I know we're going to talk about the Halo movie in a little while, but... The way Hollywood thinks is, and I don't even know, need to know this for a fact, because it's completely obvious. They think that, Halo sold 8 million copies. That means 8 million people would go see a movie of it, which would be...
64 million.
Oh. That math doesn't even work. They still want to
spend... They're
going to
take their family with them, too.
Oh, again, it's hard to understand how the studios think.
Yeah, but see if they can time it when the new version of the game comes out.
Oh, so they have,
you know,
like
they have
9 months to finish it?
Promotional shit, you know? It's like, oh, they can just, you know, reap the whirlwind of that and just make all sorts of money.
Well, they must make money. I mean, not the Uwe Boll ones, because those are all done like using the German tax loophole. But,
I think,
you know, like Resident
there...
Evil is... They're working on a third one of those.
God, I forgot about those things, too. I actually haven't seen the second one. The first one wasn't very good, I didn't think. But
yeah, well, I wouldn't disagree with that, but I don't know.
It's better than most video game
movies.
Yeah,
that's what
though,
I would
say.
That's about all I can say about
it. Despite the fact that Mila Jovovich is in it.
Mila Jovovich, the spokeswoman of Blu-ray.
Yes. But yeah, I think, you know, it'd be interesting, like, you know, the thing with the Halo movie is, you know, I think people got a little
bit... Oh, you realize... I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I've gotten a couple of emails saying that we've mispronounced Uwe Boll. I guess his name is like Uva Bola or something.
What?
And I we've mispronounced Mila Jovovich as well, but you know what? Who cares?
Yeah. It could be, but... He's Ooey Toilet Bowl to us, and he
A Rose by Another Name still directs just as shitty of movies.
But I thought that was one of the things that was interesting about the Halo movie when they started talking about it was when Peter Jackson got attached. I mean, he wasn't going to direct it, but it was, you know, a well-known director now that's, you know, actually made some pretty solid movies that was going to be involved in the project, but now that's been shelved. And I think it was due to the budget and how much it was going to cost, and they finally realized, hey, you know, this might not be the best idea, but I think that was what kind of aroused interest was that, hey, somebody with a name is attaching themselves to a video game movie, finally.
But even though it was going to be directed by
some South African TV commercial director or something.
I saw it on the internet. They had some video that he made. It was, it's hard to explain. It was like a 10-minute clip, and it was like some sort of, oh, it's hard to explain.
It's kind of like a proof of concept thing.
No, it had nothing to do with Halo, but they're like, well, here's something that, what was his name, like Neil Baumkamp or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
It was like, here's a video he made, and it was like in the future or something, and it was like some, you know, generic blown-up country like we talked about in our last podcast.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there's aliens or something, and they're like throwing cars at soldiers. Yeah. I don't know. So you kind of think, oh yeah, obviously they saw this and like, well, this guy obviously could, you know, direct a Halo movie. He's got an alien in this movie.
Yeah. I think the problem with a lot of video games too, I mean, most of them, you know, don't have a story that lends itself well to a movie.
No. Which that reminds me, I forgot to write it down, but we have to bring up a certain video game movie. The one that people probably think we would like.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Okay, well, we should talk about Halo a little bit later, but
yeah.
We've seen most of the video game movies. What are, like, some of the worst ones, you think?
Well,
like
Super Mario Brothers, the movie. I mean, I haven't seen it, like, since it came out, like, 14, 15 years ago, whatever it is
now. So you're
now.
Like, Mom, I gotta go see Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, totally. Rush down to Center Cinema, you know, and...
Oh, God.
Horrible. It's just like, what the hell is this? You got, like, Dennis Hopper with some sort of lame prosthetic, like, reptile shit on his head. And it just... And he's playing some Koopa guy. I mean, just... Just dreadful. I remember a few details from it, but I remember
that. Was it worse than Alone in the Dark?
Did we watch? Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, we
yeah.
did. With Tara Reid and Kristen Slater.
You know, it probably wasn't as bad. I mean, Alone in the Dark was just...
I think I did fall asleep during that. And
that felt like 10 hours.
Rarely ever.
And it was like an hour and 40 minutes or something. But it was like, oh.
I mean, I would think Super Mario Bros. Would at least have like, you know, like... things on screen and colors to look at.
Yeah. I mean, I remember at the time I was just like, this is freaking terrible, but I bet we could watch it now and it might be actually kind of a fun, shitty movie because it's probably just lame enough that we'd be ridiculously entertained on some level by it.
Yeah, I know a guy, he told me that, you know, he's like, actually he's older than me even. He's like, oh yeah, I have it on tape. This is like 10 years ago, but he's like, oh yeah, it's a great shitty movie. Yeah, but yeah, we should try to watch that. What was it, that and Street Fighter we wanted
yeah,
to see?
Yeah, because I've actually never seen Street Fighter.
Oh, I bet it's even worse.
Yeah, it can't be good. It's got Jean-Claude Van Damme in it, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, let's see. What are some other... Doom. What did you think of Doom with The
Rock? I thought it was pretty boring for the most part, until like right at the end when they went to like the first-person camera and stuff. I thought that was actually kind of fun when they did it. And I was like, why didn't they really like do this for most of the movie?
Yeah, I didn't think it was good, but
it wasn't bad either.
Yeah, it was.
It was just kind of
one of the lesser shitty ones that I've seen. Now, House of the Dead, I think that was the last Uwe Boll one that we watched.
Yeah, and I remember we were watching it and we were surprised because it was like we could actually kind of follow the story.
Well,
even though the story was lame, but
there wasn't much to do other than that Sega banner in the background.
Oh,
that rave!
Yeah, the rave with like 20 people on it, but it was supposed to be like the biggest party of the year, and there were like 20 people there.
It's obvious some island in a lake in Germany.
Yeah. Oh God, that's right, that ridiculous.
Well, other than Alone in the Dark, the Uwe Boll films that I've seen, I found them quite entertaining. I mean,
except for Alone in the Dark.
Well, yeah, I just mentioned that.
Oh, I thought you. Yeah, okay, you did. I guess, yeah. I was thinking you said Hellsing.
Yeah, because Blood Rain was...
Blood Rain was actually fairly amusing.
Well, yeah, but it was...
It was bad, but...
It's hard to explain. Remember, like, when they were fighting those monks and the guys got cut in half and the gore effects were just terrible?
Yeah. And, like, Tomb Raider, the thing I remember when I saw Tomb Raider, the thing that frustrated me about that movie was, well, it was one of these annoying movies where the character, even though they're dealing with all these ancient things that nobody supposedly knows, she just automatically knows, oh yeah, this thing goes there, and you turn it like 3 times and blow on it, and this thing will open up.
See?
And all they had to do was take Indiana Jones and stick Angelina Jolie into it as Lara Croft, and... Big box office, fun movies, a good ride. But
well,
they made it just retarded.
Actually, I think that was probably the most successful video game movie they've made.
Yeah, because I mean, it actually made like $140 million domestically or something. But
I actually think that's one of the worst video game movies I've seen.
Well, it was bad.
I mean, it's Alone in the Dark. You know, is kind of a different kind of bad, like the Ed Wood puts you to sleep.
Yeah,
but Tomb Raider. It just was...
It had potential, actually.
Well, it had potential, but it also... I mean, they obviously spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
But it was just so... The way it was put together was a mess.
Mm.
And there was actually this...
Oh, remember that freaking robot thing
at
the beginning?
Oh, in the beginning?
She's, like, fighting?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Wasn't the deal... Well, that's from the director of Con Air, wasn't it? Simon West? Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah, because Jan Devant did the second one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But there was a story that apparently Tomb Raider was even more of a mess, story-wise... That's at one point.
Yeah.
And they basically, like, took the editors off of it, and they brought in Stuart Baird, or Bard, or whatever his name is. The guy who edited, like, Superman and the Lethal Weapon movies.
Okay.
And they basically fixed this for
us. To try to salvage it. Yeah,
yeah, and he fixed it for him, and then I guess because of that, Paramount gave him Star Trek Nemesis, which was pretty bad. But yeah, I remember it was just a complete mess, and you didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
She's like, people are like bungee corded into her mansion, and then she opens a letter with a knife out of her boot, and
then Daniel Craig wanders through.
Oh, that's right. Doesn't he like? She throws a knife at him, and then she like turns the knife in midair and
some bullshit like that.
I think the only redeeming part of that movie is at the end, the slow motion when she's running away from the explosions.
With the twins.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. The stars of Tomb Raider, as I call them.
Oh, Tomb Raider. But, I mean, you can forgive an Uwe Boll movie, as I say it wrong again and again, because I don't care. Well, you know, people call
can
it...
Can you really forgive Alone in the Dark?
Well, Alone in the Dark, he probably had like $20 million or something. I mean, Tomb Raider, it was actual A, you know, an A picture.
Oh, yeah,
there was
had
no
probably
excuse.
$70 million or something to make it with. Or
I mean, think about it. That's pretty much been the only A video game movie picture. Well, I guess Mario Brothers would have been, too. By A, we mean, like, you know, with actual real stars, a real budget.
Yeah.
You know, like Halo was supposed to be. Because most of these video game movies, even like, I mean, something like, you know...
Like, I don't know what Doom would have had. You know, they would have spent most
of
their money on the
actually,
Rock.
Actually, yeah, Doom was probably up there.
Yeah. And it had that Carl Urban guy from the Lord of the Rings movies. I mean, he was somebody people have seen before, at least. But yeah, most of them. And, like, you had Aliens versus Predator, which that was a game.
Right.
I mean, it was based off movie franchises, became
a game.
Well,
based off a comic book.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if that one would count.
Yeah, it doesn't really, but yeah.
Actually, we'll get to that in the end, but and basically, I mean, it's too bad that Castlevania is being made, but at least the person making it has made some of the least crappy. Well,
this,
I don't know. He's consistently average.
Is this the
Paul W.S.
Anderson?
Anderson?
Yeah. Yeah.
The least crappy ones we've seen? We kind of go over that yet? or
probably on some level. Because it really hasn't...
See, I actually thought Resident Evil, I wouldn't say good, but I thought it was one of the least crappy ones.
Mm.
They changed the story, but most of it made sense, I thought.
Yeah.
What would you say is the least crappy one?
Ugh.
Were you the one that liked Tomb Raider 2? Or
no, that was Dale.
Oh, because I watched that, and I was like...
Yeah, Dale liked Tomb Raider 2.
It was better, but that...
It was still bad.
Right.
Bad, bad, bad. I really hate to say Blood Rain, but I mean, it was entertaining, and I mean, sadly
Blood
enough.
Blood Rain.
And it had the, you know, the T3 Kristanna Loken's breasts popped out in one part, you know, so I guess you had that going for it. I don't know.
Yeah, at least Uwe knows, you know, he's like, hey, I'm making a shitty movie. I'm going to put in gore and, you know, sex. And
yeah.
He gives us a lot more than most Hollywood movies give us.
Yeah, he knows what the criteria are, and he tries to fill them.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, I don't know, something like that, probably. There really hasn't been a good video game movie yet, has there? Like, something you'd actually call good?
I don't think Tron was good. I mean, Tron is considered to be good by a lot of critics, but I think it's just as crappy as any other video game movie.
Terrible.
Because it has no plot.
Yeah.
What was it? It was like Jeff Bridges, who never seems to age.
Yeah.
He has to, like, hack into a computer or something? Or?
Yeah, he's, like, inside of it.
He writes video games, doesn't he? That's his job?
Yep. But then he, like, goes inside of, like, they put the suit thing on or something, they go inside the game, and then that other dude's, like, trying to delete files or whatever he's trying to do.
And then another mainstay of shitty movies, David Warner shows up.
Yeah. Nice! That's all I remember from that movie is when he says that. Like, he's trying to frame Bridges as character for something, I think.
Right.
Nefarious that he's done. And it was just boring.
We've probably gotten rid of the last few remaining listeners that we have by saying we don't like Tron, but
I don't know anybody that likes Tron.
But it's kind of like one of those things on the internet, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, actually, you're right. I don't know anyone in real life is like, oh, Tron! Tron was so awesome!
It's one of those that seems to have this reputation, but you don't really know where it came from because you never come across anybody that thinks it's anything.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
Right, but basically, you know, The Matrix was a movie that kind of had the same plot as Tron, except for it was entertaining,
yeah.
And it did it right. And, you know, someone could say, oh, Tron was first, and, you know, maybe it was, but
that
it was
mean
crap.
It's better.
Yeah, exactly. So, there we got our Tron. Oh, Tron, it was just so dumb.
Yeah, it was just dull.
Who cares if it had computer graphics? And, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest has, like, a small country's gross, you know, national product of special effects in it. That doesn't make it good.
Yeah.
It just means it has a lot of special effects in it. Ugh.
Yeah, by the way, Snakes on a Plane pisses all over Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Oh, yeah.
Which I never would have thought I would have said that before this year, but...
I have had it!
Pirates 2 is terrible.
That keeps coming up.
It's like this wound that won't close. Salt keeps finding its way into it.
Well, we better move on here.
So what are ones that should be made?
I have touched on Halo a little bit more here.
Okay.
Yeah, it was going to cost $200 million.
God. Why?
Well,
I suppose the whole thing was going to be CG.
Probably. No, I don't think so. But the thing is, well, the studio said balked at that, and they should have, because, okay, let's think about it. That's a Space Marine movie. Now, Doom was a Space Marine movie, or as Duke Nukem would say, that's one doomed Space Marine. But anyway, Doom was a Space Marine movie. It didn't do anything. I mean, there's only one Space Marine movie to make any amount of money, of course. And even that would be Aliens. Like $90 million in 86, and like even if you took like the box office inflation, blah 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 blah, it still wouldn't have been worth it to spend $200 million on it.
Yeah.
I mean, they made that for $17 million.
No,
of course that was Cameron. Of course he would spend more than that now.
Yeah.
So yeah,
no, he would spend $200 million.
You're the studio. They're like, So yeah, we should spend $200 million on this game that is about space. You can't see the guy's face. There's no love interest, and he goes around shooting aliens that look like balls of shit. And then we'll have this, shampoo commercial director direct it. Yeah, that sounds like a great investment.
You know, actually, it's amazing to me that the studio did balk at it. Really? I mean, you look at some of the shit they greenlight.
Yeah, but
surprising.
All this stuff for like. All the King Kong was your scapegoat. It's like, oh man, can these studios justify these budgets anymore? And of course, after Pirates 2, which we bring up again, I guess that cost like $275 or something, like just ridiculous.
Yeah, but it made ass loads of money.
So they're like, oh,
it made
well,
a billion
obviously
worldwide.
Yeah,
so
people think that every movie can do that. And
I think part of the thing with Halo
Spider-Man
2,
3 is like $300 million.
That's just ridiculous. I think it'll
make its money, though.
I think part of the thing with Halo 2 is, like, I can't remember the exact numbers or, like, the days that it took, but I remember when, like, I think it was Halo 2 came out, it, you know, made $100 million in its first day or first 3 days or whatever that it was out.
Uh-huh.
So a Hollywood executive goes, well, look at that. Made $100 million just a few days. That's what, like, a really great movie does in the theater.
Yes.
But they don't look at it like, well, guess what? That game costs $50 a shot.
Yep.
Instead of, you know, $8 or whatever for a ticket. So mm-hmm. you have to have, you know, six for every one game, basically. That
right.
got sold to get up to that number.
You gotta take your whole clan.
But they're kind of dumb about it, and I think they look at that big number and they go, oh, God, look, there's money to be made
well,
there.
Well, if you think about the game companies, why do they even need to make a movie? I mean, what do they care? I mean, what does Microsoft even care? I mean, yeah, you make, let's say at the very high end, like a Halo game costs like $20 million. I mean, games are getting expensive, but I still think that's fairly reasonable.
Yeah.
You know, it costs $20 million to make $200 million on it.
Yeah.
Or you can make a $200 million movie that'll make $150 million. I mean...
Well, I just don't
or like a Grand Theft Auto movie. Why make a movie of it? You make enough on
yeah.
the game,
yeah.
and the movie's not going to make as much, so why even do it? Why tarnish yourself?
Well, yeah, because the thing is, you know, odds are, you know, like we've been talking about, there really hasn't been a good video game movie.
Right.
So odds are it's not going to turn out good. It's like you said, tarnish. It's like odds are it's not going to be that great of a movie, and it's actually going to hurt
right.
the game's, you know, mm-hmm. legacy or
well,
whatever.
I think part of it
say.
Is because it's not, you know, accepted as like a... You know, mainstream or not mainstream,
like an
but an art form.
Yeah,
you know, movies will adapt books,
eventually.
But there was a time when you know literature wouldn't accept movies as an art form. So,
yeah.
Well, do we have any time to talk about game movies they should make?
Are there any?
Well, I think a Medal of Honor could be cool, but they probably don't need to make it because there's been enough
World War II
movies.
Yeah.
Maybe like 8 years ago or whenever it came out. There's a game movie they could spend $200 million on and be worth every penny. Legend of Zelda. It would make money.
Would it?
Oh, I think so.
I don't know.
Think about it. You got swords, fantasy crap.
I don't know. For
Zelda.
$200 million, I don't know.
Of course, if they did it, I'm sure they'd have Ridley Scott direct it.
Yeah.
Because apparently the Zelda guy, can't remember what his name is.
Kingdom of Heaven did really well.
No, but he liked the movie Legend. So that's why he called it Legend of Zelda when he made the game.
Oh, God.
So he probably like, Ridley Scott direct Legend of Zelda movie and there'll be shit flying all over the screen for 2 hours.
That's Miyamoto that...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, not that a Zelda movie couldn't be good, but I don't know.
If it were,
I would have a tough time if I were a studio justifying $200 million on... I'd have a tough time justifying $200 million on any movie.
Okay, maybe it doesn't cost... Maybe it's like a Lord of the Rings budget. But think about it. I mean, basically it's Lord of the Rings, but it's Zelda, and bam.
Yeah, I still don't know. Be interesting.
I think it would make a lot of money.
I think out of all the games that they could make into movies, that's probably one of the better options to make into a movie.
Yeah, because like Metal Gear Solid, I mean, who cares?
Because the thing with Legend of Zelda is, you know, people have been playing some form of Zelda games for like 20
right.
years, so you've got a huge audience that knows what Zelda is, which is a big part of the battle.
Right, and another part of it is that you've got, you know, this young farm boy who, you know, puts goats into a barn.
Got in.
Yeah, and then there's a princess, so you could have like a love story in it or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how...
And
you've
got the nefarious, you know, evil... Ganon character or whatever, you know. Or
right, right.
Whoever the bad guy is anymore. But yeah, you have all those elements there.
And can you imagine if, you know, not just Nintendo fanboys, but a lot of people are, you know, familiar with the Zelda thing. If you had, like, a trailer for that, and then, you know, you'd be sitting in a theater, and then you could have, like, you know, like some old woman, like, telling a story, and she's telling the Legend of Zelda. And then it's like...
What is this, Titanic?
Sure, and then it's like dun 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 dun, dun, dun like at this big orchestral score,
and Link comes riding in on a horse.
Were you there when we saw the Lord of the Rings in the theater?
I never went to any of the midnight showings.
Oh, I this wasn't even a midnight showing; it was like 7 o'clock. But anyway,
okay.
We were watching. It was the trailers. That was like one of the coolest experiences ever. But we were watching the trailers in front of the Lord of the Rings. The first one, and it was, you know, everybody was, like, in their 20s and whatnot.
Yeah.
And everyone's, like, cheering and booing the trailers, and there's a Spider-Man trailer for the first one. Everyone's, like, cheering it.
Yeah.
And then the part in the trailer where it's raining on, you know, Kristen Dunst. And,
oh, yeah, and she's upside down. Or
yeah, and, you know, she's kind of, you know.
Oh, and she's jumping there.
Yeah, yeah. And people just went apeshit. Anyway, that's what would happen if they're, you know, if people just saw a Legend of Zelda trailer.
Yeah.
They just go apeshit. See, think of Mario. You can't really take it seriously. Or something like Metal Gear Solid. It's like, oh, look, more spy crap, you know? Yeah. Or these other movies are written down. Hitman is one they're trying to make. Who gives a shit? We've all seen, you know, Transporter or whatever. Spy Hunter they're making a movie of?
Yeah.
Why? Hey, it's Hollywood.
Like, who remembers Spy Hunter anymore?
Yeah,
you know?
Why don't you just give me the money, Hollywood, and I'll send it to Africa. Silent Hill 2, Resident Evil 3, Postal, that's an old game. Who remembers that? Far Cry.
Weeble.
Yep. Dungeon Siege.
Yeah, half of these are being directed by Weeble.
The other half is W.S. Anderson. They're either friends or enemies in real life.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Castlevania, which is going into production this spring.
Which could be, like, that's another one that would be a great candidate for making, but they're going to screw it up.
Well, they already made it. It was called Van Helsing.
That was a great example of how not to make it, though.
Right, but it could have been really good.
With $170 million, and it turned out that bad.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think Zelda would be a really good
Zelda's
movie.
Probably one of the better candidates, for sure.
Because you think about other like big franchises like Halo, it might sell a lot, but it you know wouldn't necessarily translate to a movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Final Fantasy already proved itself. Yeah. Grand Theft Auto, it'd just be another bag of money movie, as I call them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, like kind of said before, there aren't very many that really lend themselves to being made into a film.
Right.
You know, because a lot of them, they have these huge stories, too, that go on for 20, 30 hours or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, and it's like, well, you have to condense it down into, like, 2 hours.
Oh, I just thought of another one. They would never make it. But God of War would be an awesome movie.
Yeah, that would
with,
be
like, Vin
cool.
Diesel.
Yeah.
That would be I would go to it.
Vin Diesel as Kratos.
I live my life 12 Romans at a time! That would be awesome.
But
they'll never make it, because it would cost way too much money.
And it would have to be R. They'd pussy it out, though, and make PG-13. You know they would.
Yeah, the bit close to him spinning around, people falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what we think about the video game movies. We think, basically, it's a huge waste of money. And you should just play video games instead, unless they make a Zelda movie. I'd even go to a Zelda movie.
Yeah, I probably would.
There you go, Hollywood. I'll direct it for $1, which is one of our questions, actually. All right, we're moving on to topic two, which is listener mailbag.
Yay!
Kind of amusing last time when we did this. So I started a topic in the forums, and people posted some questions, and now we're going to answer them. And I will preface each question with if it's for me or Jones or both of us. So let's get started.
And I have no idea what these questions are going to be. So
oh, I hardly read them. I just kind of threw them in. Okay, here we go. Why haven't you made your own GameCube portable? Well, I started on it. I was actually doing it for Jones.
Yeah.
It's actually right over there on the desk. I don't know why it's up here and not downstairs. But
yeah, it's been sitting there for a while, too.
I know, but look at how thick the disk drive portion is. It's like thicker than the Wii itself. It's very hard to make small, and if I can't make it much smaller, I don't want to make some sort of like bowling ball-sized controller.
Hey, you could like make it in a bowling ball, so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Like the Big Lebowski. So I do have an extra screen laying around. I was going to use it on the GameCube, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Too many other projects.
Yeah. Okay, here's another question. I don't really understand it, though. Do you think game-dedicated commercial handhelds, what do you think that means, like those Tiger games, still have a place in the increasingly convergence-centric market? Is this written by, like, a Synergy guy or something?
Oh, no. My boss said Synergies in our meeting today, too.
Synergies or G?
Synergies, actually.
Ooh.
Multiple.
Game-dedicated commercial handhelds?
Yeah, it must be like those sorts of things.
Cheapy ones?
Yeah. Where it's like, you know, Zelda only or whatever.
Well, they're kind of being replaced by those TV games. You see a lot more of those.
Yeah, where it like comes on the controller and you just plug it in.
Yeah, I guess I would say the technology is advancing pretty quickly, so the LCD display games are just kind of becoming obsolete.
Yeah.
I mean, back when I was a kid, I thought they were pretty cool, like those cool tabletop ones, like with the vacuum fluorescent displays, but anymore. Yeah. I don't think there's much market left. Okay, next question. Ben, how did you learn how to hack? I've answered this question so many times. I've just, you know, experimented and, you know, trial and error. Okay, next question is, what was your childhood like? Well, I didn't have an Atari. I didn't even have a tabletop Donkey Kong. I wanted one. I guess it was interesting. I spent a lot of time beating up my sister on Super 8 movies. And we had one of those rotary dial phones. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
You probably had one when you were younger, didn't you?
No, yeah.
Yeah,
my grandma had one until not too many years ago, actually.
Yeah, so it was interesting. I watched Transformers a lot, too. Of course,
yeah.
That was back in the early 80s.
Ben, more than meets the eye.
Yep. What did you or do? What did you do or not do when you played Tetris DS? I don't know. I guess I tried most of the modes, but then I got tired of it.
I thought you were in love with Tetris DS.
Oh, I got tired of it. Playing Tetris on the toilet while taking a dump. The novelty of it wears off. Though at the time, it was pretty novel. Okay, oh, here's a question for both of us, and I bet you'll have...
I'll have something to say.
Yeah, I think you will. What do you think about the recent trend in trying to make 3D movies or 3D-atizing movies, such as Star Wars? And, you know, they're doing Star Wars,
yeah,
Lord of the Rings.
Like he wants to go and redo them all again in 3D so he can make more money.
I think it's ironic that 25 years ago, all these same people were complaining about colorization. Remember that? Like
mm-hmm.
Lucas, Spielberg, Woody Allen.
Yeah, but now it's okay to...
For our younger listeners, it was back in the 80s. I believe it was Ted Turner.
Yeah, yep.
Wanted to colorize all these movies like Casablanca because he didn't think people would want to watch them if they're in black and white. And so,
yeah, he's really a genius.
I don't know exactly how it worked. That'd be interesting to look up sometime how they would do that in the 80s because, you know, that was in the past. But he was going to colorize all these movies and it didn't look very good anyway. But anyway, a lot of big filmmakers went on the warpath about it. And now they're 3D-atizing old movies.
Yeah, which, I don't know, I just don't see the point.
Well, it must be hard to do, because you had to go in there and slice them apart or something.
Yeah. I mean, like Star Wars, it's a 30-year-old movie.
You have to create different focal planes or...
I mean, it's probably not going to turn out very well. I mean, the only reason to bother is for a money grab. That's
right.
All it is.
Well, but if it costs a lot to... I can't imagine it wouldn't... I don't think they have a program. You just push a button and makes the movie into 3D. It probably is mostly manual
Maybe
labor.
Lucas is developing that. Who knows?
Push
button 3D.
I personally don't think it's very cool.
I'd rather just see stuff filmed for 3D
out. Avatar.
Like Avatar.
Yeah.
Or like Superman Returns, where they filmed parts of it for 3D.
No, that was a conversion process,
too. Oh, that was a conversion?
Yeah, they didn't even film it that way.
We frown upon it.
Yeah. I frown upon filmmakers even changing their own movies because they don't belong to them anymore. They belong to the world. George Lucas. George Lucas didn't buy $400 million of Star Wars tickets. His fans did.
Yeah. Well, that was like Spielberg at least realized that with E.T. when he brought the DVD out because he screwed around with it.
Yep.
But he at least left the original cut on the DVD. Instead of just ripping it away and saying, no, you can never buy that again, like Lucas tried to do.
We are not merely passing through history, tweak. This is improved history.
Yeah.
That's a great South Park episode. Yeah. Why do you hate N64 portables so much? Because it is super easy to destroy that motherboard. If you look at it sideways, it will break. Ask anyone that's experimented with it. I went through three of them, I think, making the portable, so I'm like, screw this.
Wow.
Question for you, Jones. What do you do for a living?
I am a IT analyst programmer, and so I basically work with like SQL databases and SharePoint and web-based database-driven applications, all that good stuff. They get to deal with stupid end users and their dumb questions they have, which usually involve just rebooting their machine or... something simple, or just turning on the power in the first place.
Typical Windows problems.
No, typical end user problems, usually.
I was just trying to get a jab in there.
Okay. Sometimes they're Windows problems. But yeah, so that's what I do. I'm an IT guy.
Cool. It seems like that's come up before, but whatever.
I think I've mentioned it before, but just in passing. So.
This next DS Homebrew, our opinion, I have no opinion on
it. Yeah, I don't really care one way or another if people want to do that stuff. I think it's cool, but I'm not going to.
Here's another question. What is your job? It said you used to be a graphic artist or something. For the last couple of years, all I've done is build these portables and crap, but I've been doing writing lately, too. And crap. So I haven't gotten around to working for the man again. I don't know if I will anytime soon, but
maybe you can stick it to the man instead.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, here's a good one. Ben, if you could have any of your creations mass-produced, which would it be besides one-handed controllers, which should be made anyway?
Oh, that was going to be my guess, but never mind.
Actually, I think a portable Atari of some type would be really cool. I've always wanted to make that.
There must be some sort of demand for those because, you know, they make those flashback things and stuff. So.
I think the big thing is the screen would cost so much money. Yeah. That's the problem. Although there's some of those cheapy little games at Radio Shack that have a built-in screen. They're like $45. Hmm. Ben, I dig the soldering game idea. I wish it could happen. Given any thought to trying to pitch it to a developer? No. Because I don't have much of a plot for it, except for it would involve logic circuits. So I haven't thought about it. Yeah. Oh, here's one. This is fun. Both of us. Favorite movie based off rewatchability? Is that a word?
So sure. This is basically something we can throw in whenever.
And we like to watch a lot of times.
Not necessarily our favorite movie ever.
I guess, so.
God, off the top of my head, I want to say Commando with Arnold.
Go to the chopper!
This is great. Great mindless mayhem involving Arnold. Great one-liners. All the things that make Arnold wonderful. So,
I've watched Ed Wood many, many times. Well, I'll pop it in and listen to it.
Yeah. It's one of my all-time favorites.
I've also watched Team America World Police quite a few times.
And fun fact, just in case you want to know what our favorite movies ever were, my favorite is The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Clint Eastwood. So.
Yeah, and well...
Yours is pretty much Raiders, isn't
Raiders
it?
Lost Ark is one of my favorite movies also. I really like Ed Wood and The Ten Commandments.
Which was way better than I ever expected it to be.
See, you listen to people like Dale and artsy people too much. In a good, solid movie where God goes around kicking ass.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
It was good. I was shocked.
Okay, so there you go. That was probably a very strange thing for people to hear. Oh, here's one. Both of us. Any way you could do a standard one-hour podcast and then release a second optional extended version, you know, like George Lucas or Peter
or
Jackson.
Peter Jackson.
At two hours long. Probably not. We have enough trouble getting this one done.
Is there anybody that really wants to listen to us talk for 2 hours?
They could just listen to two consecutive podcasts. Oh, here's one. Why do you exaggerate with 1G Mario Party? And I put down what else he wrote here. Basically, every game they add new minigames, maps, and features. So my question is, what is wrong with that? It's a fun, great party game. You don't have to buy every version, blah, blah, blah. And the reason we rip on it is other sequelized games also add features every time.
Yeah.
And
but they get criticized.
They get criticized by a lot of Nintendo fans. We didn't say the system.
Yes.
We're going out of our way, in case you haven't noticed, not to mention a single video game system by name this podcast. Anyway, the fanboys tend to rip on, you know, oh, Final Fantasy XII or Grand Theft Auto V, but 8 Mario Parties in 5 years? Come on. That's
pretty much overkill.
Yeah, that's overkill.
That's
no
going
matter
back
which
to the well a few
it.
Too many times.
Yeah. I mean, if there's so many great minigames per one, why do you have to buy a new one every year? Yeah. Okay, oh, here's one. Ben, if you could change any decision made by a game company in the 80s, what would it be and why? I actually wouldn't change any decision because then it would affect the future and we'd all turn into, like, frogs.
That's true. Because maybe changing an Atari decision would have made a moth or a butterfly go some other direction and everything would have went to hell.
And then Ben Kingsley would have showed up.
Yes, which like, nobody needs.
What if Atari would have made the Nintendo? They probably would have screwed it up, and then we would have missed out on a great system.
Yeah. And maybe Sony never would have got involved, or maybe Microsoft never would have bothered. Or,
yeah, but then the ocean would turn green.
Maybe nobody would have given a shit about video games. We wouldn't even have them now. So. It's hard to say.
We're going to have to send a robotic warrior back in time to find out.
Yes, we'll send Arnold back next week.
What year is it? Okay, Jones, here's a question for you. What do you think of all the remakes and sequels that are flooding the movie market?
Ugh. For the most part, about probably 95% of them are pretty much crap, and I think it's just symptomatic of the fact that Hollywood has very few new ideas left, and I think it kind of lends itself to Ben's theory that eventually movies will just kind of die out, because, it's pretty pathetic, when... It's like they're mining old TV shows, like Dukes of Hazzard, and they're going to make a freaking Dallas movie.
I thought that got canned, or...
No, it's
Magnum
still...
P.I. they're doing now, too.
Oh, God. But it's like they're doing all that crap, too. It's like, doesn't anybody have a new idea anymore? It's like, come on. So it's like, that's why when you see a movie like Little Miss Sunshine or Letters from Iwo Jima or something, at least it's fresh.
Right.
You know, and it's... So yeah, I pretty much despise most of them. There's the occasional sequel that's cool. Like, Terminator 3 shocked all of us.
Yeah,
it was actually really
good. But
we didn't think it was going to be, but it was actually pretty good.
It is time.
But it's the exception rather than the rule.
Yeah. I was just going to say, what about all the endless Hannibal Lecter movies they seem to make now?
Yeah, now we have Hannibal Begins coming out next month. Yeah, it's like, not only did, like, Silence of the Lambs was great, but then they had to make Hannibal, which they basically raped a great book when they made that movie. And then they had to remake Red Dragon, which was already made back in the 80s as Manhunter.
Yeah, Manhunter.
So they had to throw a remake in there. And then now they're doing the Begins thing, which is this horrific trend that has popped up in movies also, which doesn't fall into this. But, you know, so basically Hollywood's on a collision course with self-destruction, I think. And people need to stop going to shit like Pirates of the Caribbean 2. People need to not go to Pirates of the Caribbean 3 because they'll stop making this crap and they'll start giving us
stories. They need to stop doing. They need to stop making
two at a time.
Yeah.
Like with the Matrix sequels, they did that. The only time it's really worked Back to the Future, and then the Lord of the Rings movies are all filmed at the same time, basically. Those are about the only two times I can think of where that really worked.
Yeah, Back to the Future 2 isn't exactly, you know, a narrative masterpiece, but it's a hell of a lot better than Pirates 2 or Matrix 2 or whatever else I can think of. All right, we better keep this moving. Ben or Jones, whatever happened to directing a video game movie for a buck? I would have loved to see you guys make one. I don't think people understand the question.
Yeah.
So I would do it if I would direct it if someone paid me a buck.
Yeah, you're not going to make it for a dollar.
Yeah, it was kind of a reference to James Cameron, my hero, was able to make Terminator because he sold the rights to the idea to his wife for a dollar. That was the only way he could get it made. And I would do the same thing if I could direct a video game movie, but I haven't directed enough shampoo commercials or Madonna videos,
So
I have no chance of making...
But you have put the idea out there, so Nintendo, it's on you now to...
$1, Nintendo, bring it.
And he'll make Zelda the movie, starring Ashton Kutcher.
You know who it would be? No, Hollywood, it would either be like Will Smith or Orlando Bloom.
Oh.
I must save Zelda! Oh, here's... Okay, Jones, do you own any pets?
Yes, I do. I have a dog, a Chinese Shar Pei, and her name's Molly, and she's about 3 years old. So she's got a lot of wrinkles, and she's one of those Shar Peis.
And I do not own any pets. Oh, man, I better keep it moving here. Okay, what is with the no update to the Hellraiser cartridge? I wasn't going to build it. I wanted other people to build it, and I really don't care, so that's why there's no update. Both of us, are you currently working on any more independent films, or are you going to make any soon?
Actually, there is the one that you're going to be involved in, theoretically. Right?
Yeah, I'm supposed to write this shitty alien movie called Revenge of the Atomic Alien Zombies from Beyond the Grave, Part 2. It's this asteroid hits Earth and breaks a toxic waistline which seeps into a grave of an alien that was buried after a Roswell cover-up, and he rises from the grave and terrorizes some kids.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it much lately, but a friend of mine apparently must make it this summer, so I guess if he's got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Yeah, what the hell.
As for ourselves, we haven't...
Nothing. Every now and then we kind of, you know, kick ideas around.
Well, every idea either involves Hunter in the title or Nikola Tesla.
Yeah,
every time.
And it would cost way too much money to do it justice, basically. If we're going to have Zeppelins and everything involved, I mean, come on.
The only one I'd really like to do is the karaoke. I'd like to make basically Dirty Dance with karaoke. Again, it would cost way too much money.
Minus Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Maybe you could have a cameo.
But it would have Bruce Campbell as the washed-up 80s singer. He'd be perfect.
He would be pretty good
for
it.
Hey, kid, I don't care anymore. Give me that. He'd be a complete alcoholic in it, too.
Well, of course. Or a water alcoholic.
Both. What kind of music do you listen to? Sound like a MySpace page here.
Yes. Getting into the nitty-gritty. I listen to a lot of, like, hard rock and heavy metal stuff. So stuff like Tool and Nine Inch Nails and all that sort of good stuff. Fear Factory.
Queens of the Stone Age, right?
Yeah, I got one of their CDs. I don't listen to them too much. But then, oddly enough, I like stuff like Nelly Furtado's first couple of albums as well. So I have
before
some
she whored
of,
out.
Yes, yeah, before she went Christina Aguilera on this last album or whatever the hell that is.
It's an official term. And I listen to a lot of music from the 70s, like Air Supply.
Simon and Garfunkel?
Yeah, like,
they got some.
No, they're stuff. From the 60s.
They were still alive in the 70s. Didn't they record anything? Or did they break up?
I think they did because they had their famous concert in Central Park was like in 82 or 81.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, yeah, like Air Supply, Hall & Oates. The Eagles, pretty much any crap from the 70s, that's what I really like, and I also really like Billy Joel. So apparently I'm stuck in the decade in which I was born.
Well, there's worse things that could happen.
Yeah, I could listen to Justin Timberlake. Okay, next question. Do you ever think you'll ever play BF2 again, Battlefield 2? Probably not. In fact, I should uninstall it and free up like 10 gigs or whatever it was. I don't know. I played Resistance Online until the PS3 meets its fate. That's fun. I actually think it's, well, when the internet works. No, yeah. I just haven't gotten into it lately. I'm not going to get 2142 either. Both. Do either of you play any instruments? That's a weird question.
No, not so much.
I played trombone in high school.
Yeah. I've always toyed with the idea of learning to play guitar, but I've never gotten serious about it, and I used to have a friend that played, and so he'd let me try every now and then, but mm-hmm. never went beyond that. Never got involved in band in high school either.
It seems like it would take a while to learn how to play a guitar. But I would love to be in a band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's actually one of my top three things I want to do in my life. I'm running out of time.
Well, you are karaoke Christ. So.
I know. It would be awesome to be in a band. And then, you know, then I could, like, have an excuse for all my excessive drinking. It would make sense then. Okay, next question. Ben, this question is pretty dumb. How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Atari? Let's find out.
A one.
A two.
A three.
Crunch. Three. Now we really showed our age.
That's right.
Okay, Ben, what mods can we expect soon? It's a surprise.
Although you should have been able to use context clues by now to figure out.
I put hints in every story or update or anything on Engadget. There's always clues, so find them. You know, like that movie with Nicolas Cage, Finding the Gold, whatever that was.
National Treasure.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah, that was a pretty good movie, even though it had Sleeping Pill in it.
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage. Fun. I'm going to find the Constitution. Anyway, okay, next question. I'm Ghost Rider. Okay, both of us. Do you think there's any game or newer series of game that could become the next? Well, he put on a really big number here. Game series, I assume he means something that'll have, like, you know, 10 sequels in 10 years or...
Well, I know the obvious one is Gears of War.
I thought they said they were going to stop it at 3, or was that Halo?
Halo's stopping at 3. I don't know about Gears of War, but...
Oh, they're stopping Halo so they can start Gears of War.
I don't know. I mean, they're different game studios, but... I don't know, it just seems... I mean, it's an obvious one that, of course, they're going to make a sequel to. I mean, look how successful it's been. I mean, they're going to keep making them until they can't make money off them anymore, I would say. They'll make a few.
So I guess this would have to be, like, new game properties?
Yeah, like God of War would probably fall.
I don't know if it would go
I don't
that
think it'll
long.
Last
it'll probably,
that
like,
long,
three or four, maybe. Like, yeah. You know, like Devil May Cry or...
But, I mean, there's stuff like Resident Evil that keeps hanging around. I mean, they're making
right, but
a
that's
fifth
old.
Level.
I think they want us to like say some new.
Yeah,
game,
I know,
like,
but I mean, that, you know, that's
years.
A game that at the time you probably would have thought maybe they'll make one more,
mm-hmm.
but they're going to make number 5 now, or they're making number.
Well, Capcom's
five,
so. Done that a lot. They'll have one game and they'll make it to death. You know, it used to be Mega Man, then it was Street Fighter, yeah. Then it was Resident Evil.
Maybe it'll be Dead Rising now or something, where they'll set it in, you know, like football stadium or something. I don't know what the hell they'll do.
Well, Oblivion, that could...
Well, that's already number 4, though, for Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, what else is out there? Like some new game.
It's kind of
don't
like
make
Hollywood.
Very many new games.
There's not a lot of new ideas. Yeah, it's a lot like Hollywood.
Yeah, that's true. That's too bad.
Yeah.
So I guess we don't really have an answer, I guess. Maybe my soldering game.
Or Trauma Center could be one of those that kind of keeps propagating.
I think there's a remake of it. I know Phoenix Wright, that was that lawyer game for the DS. Mm-hmm. They've made a sequel to that.
Yeah, so, I don't know, there's a few out there that could potentially go down that path, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to get another thing that's like Final Fantasy, you know, where... I can't even keep track how many of those frickin' things there have been anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw Final Fantasy VI advertised, but it said it was originally released on the Super Nintendo as Final Fantasy III.
Right, it's confusing. Yeah, because people are like, well, Final Fantasy III was never in America. It's like, the hell it wasn't. Oh, wait, yeah.
Anyway.
All right, last question. How well does the Wii Portable work for pointing games? Is it harder because the screen is smaller? No, because the screen has nothing to do with it. It's all the relative position to the sensor bar. Okay, well, that was our mailbag. I guess we have a few minutes left here.
One or two.
Yeah. Since we've talked about movies a bit, we're going to talk about our own independent filming tips and horror stories because, as you all know, several decades ago, we made Port Washington, and I guess we have something to say about it.
It's been almost a year since you wrapped that up. Another few months.
Yeah, I think updating the site, I think... No, it's actually March 14th that I finished last year. Also, I should have like a anniversary party or something.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Oh god, that thing took so long. Yeah, I should. It should be like, you know, like a World War of you know, like a VE Day,
yeah,
you know, ceremony kind of thing.
It'd be like 1 year since I took my life back.
Oh, man, think about it. It's been a long time since we've even started anything. You know, it's almost 5 years.
Yeah,
and it's been like 10 years since we've started making any action movies. Remember when Adventurous? It was like 10 years ago we started that. So,
man, it was five. Yeah, it was like 5 years ago. Right now was when we filmed the first stuff for Port Washington. So it was like in late January.
Yep, it was the last week into January when we filmed the depression
stuff.
Yeah. Well, as we talk about these long time periods, if you plan to make an independent film and you think you're going to film it like in a month, it will go longer. Peter Jackson, who's come up again in this podcast, Bad Taste, took them 4 years to film
that. Yeah, a long time.
And it was the same deal, you know, doing it, you know, in your backyard, blah, blah, blah.
Trying to dig people up to fill in or
be
available.
I wrote this down.
You put it in there?
Yep.
Ah, yes.
Here's a phrase. Just remember this phrase, and it will help you with making independent films, should you ever try this. Everybody wants to be in a movie until you ask them to be in one. Jones?
Or until they have to show up.
Yeah. Would you agree with that phrase?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had that firsthand. We actually asked people that day we filmed in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And we really only needed, like, 3 or 4 people to show up at
right.
the most. We asked, like, 15 people between my now wife and Dale and somebody else. We had at least 15 people lined up. Not a single one of those freaking people showed up. Ugh. So then my wife had to go into a Gap on State Street, and she, like, grabbed some girl out of the store, and her mom came along with her. And so the girl that shows up at the very end of Port Washington after the credits, that's a girl my wife drug out of the Gap on State Street to film that scene. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to film it.
Well, part of the problem is we had so many speaking parts in that movie. We didn't have anyone left to ask, you know.
Was it like 35
Actually, I think it was like 40. It was 40? Over 40. And
jeez.
So literally we had pretty much everyone we knew was in it.
At one time or another, Ugh.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone was in it.
Pretty much. And Dale shows up multiple times.
Yeah, in the background.
Like, insert
shots, like the Bronx jerk. Hey, what the hell you doing?
Yeah. And at the movie theater.
Well, that's a good tip. If you're making an independent film, don't put 41 speaking parts in it.
Yeah. Keep it small.
10 is a decent number. And if you think you need 10 people for something, ask 20 to be in it.
Yeah.
And you might...
And you might get 5.
Yeah. Because people are all talk, you know?
No, they'll never show up. And it's like... I remember, too, the thing when we were getting ready to film it, the big crux of the whole thing was the Steve and Erica characters. Because it was... You basically made the decision, we've got to find a couple to play these parts. Because we need to be able to have these people actually show up. It's got to be somebody that's actually committed. And we were like, where the hell are we going to find these people?
Because
we had me and you for the main parts, and we both knew that we were committed enough. But we had four
big... should have been
committed. Yeah.
To the insane asylum.
So we had these four big parts, and we went and, you know, found Derek and Michelle. And Michelle really wanted to do it. And so that... If it weren't for her, the movie never would have happened, basically. Because
she was a real trooper.
Yeah. So... So you have to find people that are very, very committed, especially for your major roles.
Right, you have to interest them. Let's see. Oh, looping, bet on it.
Yeah. Yeah, now that we know that, because we went through all these trials and tribulations making the movie where every location we went to, and it was like the hottest summer in who knows how many freaking years.
It's pretty hot.
And every
2002.
Place, yeah, 2002, and every place we went into, we'd shut the air conditioning off to try to make it
even
as
at the
quiet
bowling alley
possible.
We did.
Yeah. Which burned down now. Fun fact.
Yeah,
the one that we filmed, so it's, you know,
the curse?
Yeah. Well, not even the curse, but we've, you know, stored it on film forever now.
It's been archived, yeah.
But it's like, so now we would not shut the air off. We'd just film it and figure we're just going to loop it later. And
so as long as you can hear what they're saying, yeah. You know, you can loop to it.
So you can concentrate on the performance more.
Well, it wasn't just turning off the air conditioning and sweating our asses off, as Port Sweat-a-ton, as we called it.
Yeah.
But, you know, just doing lines over and over and over, like the remote control boat.
Yeah.
When we were in Port Washington on the docks, some asshat had a gasoline-powered remote-controlled boat, this little thing. He drove it in circles.
And he would keep going in circles. Right,
yeah,
by where we were filming.
Yeah, he just drove it in circles. He didn't even do anything interesting with it. He drove it in circles for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And so we were waiting, like, when it would go away, we'd record and, like, finish the line before it would come back. And now I'd be like, you know what? And we ended up looping that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess, like, they say, like, a Hollywood movie, about 75% of the dialogue is re-looped, where you re-record over it, and that's pretty much what we did. So, yeah, nowadays I would say, you know what, who cares, just get, like, the performance good enough, don't even bother trying to get the good audio on the location, it's just a waste of time, and fix it later.
Because we could have saved a lot of time
Yeah, because the time when we were trying to get, like, with that scene, we could have probably filmed it, like, half the time.
Yeah.
And we could have had air conditioners and...
Yeah, we could have been comfortable while filming.
Yeah, if we ever do it again, yeah, that's definitely something we'll do. Just plan the loop.
Yeah.
Because the looping, it took a while, but it didn't take that long.
Yeah, and I mean, I enjoyed that part of the process, because it was pretty simple. You know, you didn't have to worry about what your wardrobe was that day.
You just sit in my toxic booth of death.
Yep, just showed up, and it's like, okay, you're going to watch the scene on this, you know, match it up, and you just... read your lines.
Right. Well, like, each person, well, probably, like, total, like, maybe about 4 or 5 hours to loop a person's line for the lines for the movie.
Yeah, for the major characters, yeah.
Pretty much, I think everyone did, like, about 2 sessions or so, and then I did mine in 1 because I was operating the computer. That's what we built the MGDP computer for, actually. Because at the time, I was too cheap to buy a laptop, and I'm not sure if the sound recording on the laptop would have worked perfectly either.
Yeah.
It's better to have, like, a discrete audio card. Oh, horror stories. Okay, so we're basically just giving us some quick advice on this sort of thing, if you ever think about it. Well, we've went over a few horror stories. What else was really horrific?
Well, there were the fun adventures, like the day that we took the rocket launcher, which was a decommissioned one, but we took it out to the lighthouse in Port Washington, and we had cleared it with the Port Authority or whatever the heck they're called there. But it was like...
it just felt so weird doing it.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, people would ask us what we were doing, you know, and we'd be like, oh, well, we're making a movie, and they're like, oh, well, that's cool, what's it called, you know, whatever. But it was like...
That was like the whole time, wasn't I on the boat the whole time when we filmed? Because I was rarely on land at all when we filmed the whole end sequence. I was always in the boat or on the jet ski.
And it was just a weird thing, because it's like we were talking about it a week or two ago, and that's one of those things where, you know, today we'd be like, God... what the hell were we thinking when we did that?
Or even when you're doing it, you're trying to run to the end of this pier with a rocket launcher because Ben's got the boat over here and he's shooting something and you're thinking, like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah,
that's what I thought one of the times I was running around with a rocket launcher. I'm like,
it's really weird.
Yeah,
but it was fun. So.
And we got to go to that fish place.
Yeah, that place rocked, which got closed.
Closed.
Now. So we went there every time that we went to film.
You know, we should go back to Port Washington this year. Like,
yeah, I've been away from there long enough now that I can go back.
And we could, like, we couldn't go to the fish place, but we could go to that other restaurant that was down by the entrance to the docks. That place is pretty. They had good French dips there.
Because I don't think I've been there since 2002 when
really?
We filmed there. Yeah, I don't think I ever had to go back with you for anything.
Yeah, like, the last time I went back was in. It was the same day I saw The Passion of the Christ. It was whenever that came out in 2004 in the spring. Yeah.
would have been right around Easter time.
Yeah, so I guess those are our basic tips. So, well, we should probably wrap this up. we hope you've enjoyed this rather non-game-centric, different podcast, in which we did not name any video game systems by name. So I guess we are not biased anymore, and you're thinking, keep dreaming. All right, well, we'll catch you next time. If you have any cool topic ideas, let us know. If we think they're cool, we might use them. All right, later then.
Yep, catch you next time. Don't go to any shitty sequels.
Yeah.